business for 15 years. I've seen a lot of changes on 23rd. I love my neighborhood. I love all of it. I love the commercial. I love the design of all the old homes. I treasure it all. I have spent a lot of time looking at this proposed garage parking structure. I think it's well designed. I think it fits in the mode of the neighborhood. I think that the scale of it works well. I think we need parking. I think that my customers are always looking for parking spaces. I am always looking for parking spaces. I think this will help go a long way towards solving some of our issues right down on the street where I am concerned. So that's my 2 cents.
Thank you.
You still have a minute.
I know. I want to go fast.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hi, I'm Deborah Haynes. I am a born and bred Oregonian. Just wanted to say that. And I own Blush Beauty Bar up on the corner of 23rd and Gleason. And Dan, pink letter, that was me. So I just want to give a spin on pedestrian safety because that is a big concern of mine. Not only am I a pedestrian, you know, out there walking, so are customers, people that work, live, and play in this neighborhood. And I just wanted to give you a snapshot of a typical day in this area because I'm up there every day. And the snapshot is, you know, people playing, walking around, many people with little dogs, children, big dogs, a little bit of everybody around there, and cars trying to find a place to park. The parking lots are full. I can testify for that because I'm not even able to park in them myself as well. And people are driving around and around and around for at least 15 minutes, if not longer at this point. And unfortunately, when people are driving around and around and around looking for a parking spot, they are not necessarily looking at the people walking in front of them. And this is something that I see on a regular basis, unfortunately. I wish that they would pay a little more attention. Unfortunately, it's not just people that are shopping in the neighborhood, though. It is people that live in the neighborhood as well that have cars and are looking for a place to park. So I believe Mayor Katz had said in her presentation, you know, that this is a destination area. And being that people are coming there to work, to play, and live, and I am obviously for the garage because I think the cars are there, so let's park it and get people out there and make it safer for everybody, including me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Walt McMoney's. My residence is in Hillsdale in Portland, but my business address is 601 Southwest 2nd Avenue. And I'm here as an apartment owner and also a historic preservation buff. I own three historic buildings in Northwest Portland, one of which is a garage and two of which are apartment buildings. And I've also been involved in 8 historic renovations of other apartment buildings. From the point of view of an apartment owner, I have about 89 units in this particular part of Northwest. And in the outer Northwest, I have another 55 units over on Thurman. And my tenants need secure, covered off-street parking. Fortunately, we were able in 1995 to purchase the Ferdmeyer Photo Lab on Northwest 20th, and we renovated that. It's a historic structure built in 1910. We renovated that, and it now provides 33 accessory parking spaces to the Trinity Place apartments and to the Barcelona apartments, which we built, which was a Todd that you guys helped subsidize our building. And I want to debunk the notion that garages are some strange alien structure that doesn't occur in a historic district like Northwest Portland. And for this purpose, I brought a little slideshow, which I think appears before you, and I'm reasonably incompetent at PowerPoint, but let me try. These are garages. I have 8 garages here that were originally built as garages between 1910 and 1930. And of these 8, my Rose City electric garage is now back and functioning as a garage. The other, one other one is Active Auto Body on Northwest 20th. And excuse me, it's on 18th and Cooch. It's functioning as an auto body shop. The rest of these have all been lost from use as parking or auto-oriented uses. Let me go through these. This is my Rose City. The next one is, first one was on Northwest 20th Cross from Fred Meyer. It's now Western Culinary College. It was a garage. Next one is, my garage. Here's one on 21st and Everett. It's no longer in garage use. Here's the Windermere next to the movie theater on Northwest 20th. It was a garage. It's no longer a garage use. Packard Service Building on 23rd and Westover was a garage. They kept in service Packards and stored them there. Just going through these, here's active audit. But the William Temple House was the Hillside Garage. Anyway, there's lots of garages. They are very much historic. They're very much part of the fabric of Northwest Portland. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Next, we have Mike Lindberg, Aaron Babney, and Thane Tinson.
Hey, there's
me. They'll be followed by...
A little dramatic effect. You know.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Peggy Anderson, Vic Wolf, and Tom Ranieri.
Folks, thanks for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Mike Lindberg, 4023 Southeast Ash, Mayor, Member of the Council. It's an honor for me to appear before you on an issue that I've been involved in for at least 4 years. I support what I consider is a good design that was produced out of a lengthy process, the second longest that I have seen in the past 27 years. It has involved 5 city council hearings, 2 planning commission hearings, 2 LUBA appeals, a court of appeals hearing, a Supreme Court decision, and 4 landmarks commission hearings. And up until at least this hearing, all of those bodies have approved the need for more parking and a garage. The Landmarks Commission did an excellent job in determining that this garage met the criteria. Extraordinary efforts were made to have it be compatible in terms of size, scale, height, use of bricks, and the detailed exterior. In terms of traffic and pedestrian safety, it's my understanding at the Landmarks Commission level that PDOT actually commented and approved this. And also, I would say that all the time that I've been working on this project, I probably have had 100 people that have asked me why and what I've talked to, what I've been doing, and when I say I'm working on this, all of them have described their numerous experiences of looking for a parking space and circling and circling until they found one, which I think basically causes more pedestrian safety problems. If I were in your shoes, I would be asking if the Knob Hill Business Association, Mr. Singer, the apartment house owners and residents who want it, have been flexible. And I think they've made incredible compromises all along the way to try to satisfy the citizens of the area. I thank you for your time.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Aaron Babby. I lived on Northwest 29th Avenue in the district. I know one of the developers, and I also sat on the NWDA board in the 05-06 session. I do feel because of that I have a good understanding of the process that has taken place leading up to and including the Landmark Commission decision. While I have a great deal of respect for the people that I served with on the NWDA board, this is simply an issue where I differ in opinion. While I don't have a strong emotional opinion on either side of this, I am a firm believer in process. And in my opinion, I believe that the developer has gone through the burden of fulfilling the process of developing this property in a way that has obviously come to be validated, in my opinion, by the Landmark Commission decision. So therefore, I would encourage the council to affirm the Landmark Commission decision. Thank you.
Thank you. excuse me. Thane Tinson, 2067 Northwest Irving. I'm also a former member of the NWDA board and also a member of the Citizens Advisory Committee on Parking. I've lived in my home for 19 years. It's about a little over 2 blocks from where this garage will be located. I've seen a lot of changes during that period of time. And frankly, all things being equal, I would just as soon not have the need for parking in the neighborhood and not have the need for something like this. But that hasn't been the case. About 9 years ago, much to the dismay of Alan Klassen, who works across the street from me, I had to put in a parking strip in my little parking slot in front of my home because my car had been towed 3 times and I was circling the block 10 or 15 minutes every night looking for parking. I was run over by a car or a van actually at 21st and Gleason about 2 years ago, who told me that he was distracted because he'd seen a parking space available and he wanted to be sure to get to that. And I too am a lawyer, therefore a believer in process. And I tell you, you look at this design right next to me, an old, turn-of-the-century Victorian multi-housing unit was torn down by 1990 and replaced by a square block devoid of any ornamentation restaurant. It's a very nice restaurant, Lucy's Table. They do a nice business, nice amenity in the neighborhood, but it is a square block with no ornamentation whatsoever. There was never any effort made to demonstrate any kind of aesthetic quality of this building. This, however, in fairness to, I think, Dick and the people who've really worked hard to make this building about as pleasing from an architectural standpoint as possible, it deserves to be approved. Certainly the process that he's been through deserves it, and there's unquestionably a need. I, too, am a little concerned about the pedestrian safety quality of this. I like the fact that they've got the glass in there. I was thinking about the radio cab building at 17th, where you actually honk twice before you exit the building. They don't have the glass there. You can see that might not be a bad idea. But for many of the reasons just been voiced, I urge your support of this project. Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Next, we have Peggy Anderson, Vic Wolf, and Tom Ranieri. They'll be followed by Debbie Giffard, Nancy Litchwort, and Joanne Pemberton.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Yes, my name is Peggy Anderson. I'm president of the Nob Hill Business Association. And I'm here to let you know that the Nob Hill Business Association is in support of this, supports the design of the Irving Street Garage. The design attributes reflect existing patterns throughout the Alphabet District. It includes high-quality brick all around, ornate metalwork, precast concrete, and metal sash windows. These design elements are the same as many small commercial structures that you find throughout the neighborhood and often next to residents. Pedestrian safety is a major priority for our association, and I have been involved with NWDA and the Transportation Department with pedestrian safety issues. In addition to the combined entrance and exit, single curb cut makes it easy for pedestrians to look for cars. Cars leaving the garage can see out of many windows opening to watch for pedestrians. It's significant that PDOT, the bureau charged with pedestrian safety, strongly supports the design. In terms of general safety, we were fortunate to have the police contact office on the Northwest Irving Street, located in a commercial building right across from the proposed garage. The existing guidelines and city policies shape this garage design from the small size of structure, both in footprint and height, and to the 0-foot setbacks. The parking policy was created over years of public process involving the Neighborhood Association, the Business Association, neighborhood stakeholders, and reflects the compromises that were made to reduce height while allowing a viable parking garage. In fact, the design structure is more than 18 feet lower than the parking policy's reduced height limits. The Nob Hill Business Association strongly encourages City Council to affirm the Landmarks Commission's decision to approve this design. And as far as parking garages go, I think this is a beautiful design. I look at parking garages and crosswalks and trash cans. So I think this is a good design.
My name is Vic Wolf. My business address is 910 Northwest 23rd Avenue. I've been on 23rd since 1979 and had a small business in a Victorian on 23rd for 25 years. Northwest was a little rough around the edges back then, as you well know, and but it's been my home. Parking has always been key for myself and my clients. Over the years, I've had off-street parking for myself that I've rented, and it's all been taken away. I, like every other business owner and staff, hunt for a place to park in the neighborhood that is not time-regulated. Parking garage would be a huge help. It's centrally located, and it's very practical for the neighborhood. I was excited when I saw the design, and I'm now in complete support. It has a nice look, finished look, and it has low impact on the surrounding area. This is a great win-win for the neighborhood and meets a great need. Please support the garage design and oppose the appeal.
Good evening. My name is Tom Ranieri, and I operate the Cinema 21 at 616 Northwest 21st Avenue. In less than 2 months, I will observe my 27th anniversary at Cinema 21. During the whole time, we've been keeping track of the most often asked questions at the theater. The first figure on the overhead represents the total number of times people have asked, what's playing? As you can see, it's just short of 150,000 times.
So close.
The second figure, slightly higher, is a tally of times customers have asked, where do we park? There it is. The question has haunted me for decades, and not just me. The obvious point here is that I am one of those people in Northwest Portland that believes the neighborhood desperately needs solutions to parking shortages, some real off-street options. And now, the 12 years that I've been involved in the parking negotiations, I think it's pretty accurate to say that practically nothing has been accomplished. This hearing is ostensibly concerned with the design issues of the proposed Papa Hayden's parking facility. I, like most people in this room, am no expert on design matters. However, I would say by now I have a pretty good idea of what the neighborhood looks like, what fits in the character, and what doesn't. I've seen dozens of drawings of this building in as many variations, which reflects the compromises that were made. And in my opinion, this is a handsome structure. It looks as good as many of the buildings in the neighborhood. It looks better than the building that I'm in, the one that's next door to me, the gypsy across the street, or the three houses that go along Hoyt Street there that have a few roofing shingles short of being condemned. I think that if this hearing really is about form and not function, then I say rely on the opinions of the actual experts who have examined this project with colonoscopy-like thoroughness. I just want to say one other thing before I run out of time here. I've been involved for 12 years in the parking wars, and 3 months into the first set of meetings that we've had, an NWDA member that is in this chamber tonight brought the meeting to a close with a warning that Nob Hill would not tolerate what he perceived as foot dragging on, that NWDA would not tolerate foot dragging on Nob Hill's part. He needed action, and he needed it soon. And his actual words were very nearly as follows. A certain cynicism begins to accrue when the sole product of process is merely more process. So what has accrued in the last 12 years?
Sir, your time's up.
All right. Sorry about that. Thanks.
Thank you, folks.
Next, we have Debbie Giffard, Nancy Litchwort, and Joanne Pemberton. They'll be followed by Fabiana Priola, Kevin Cobb, and Virgil Oval.
Please state your name when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
Debbie Giffard, 333 Northwest 9th Avenue. I have lived in the Northwest area all of my adult life, and I now sell real estate in that area as well as other urban core areas in throughout Portland. I couldn't agree more with what Commissioner Saltzman brought up about the fact that the safety issue, people circling, I find that so much more distracting than going to a designated parking structure. That being said, we're here to talk about the design tonight. The design of this parking structure gives me great confidence for one primary reason, and that is because it is being constructed and proposed by a developer with the vision that he has had for this neighborhood, and he cares more about the design of any of his buildings than anyone else that I've ever run across in my life, and it has been involved, and the whole team has been involved with many of the best designed buildings and projects in the neighborhood and redevelopments as well. It's clear that a lot of attention went into making sure this was a small-scale structure. It has the windows, awnings, and brick that I think of when I think of the Nob Hill style. The garage design reflects existing patterns throughout the Alphabet District. The structure includes high-quality brick, which, as someone else pointed out, a lot of people would forego in the effort to make it economically more feasible. They have put ornate metalwork, precast concrete, and metal sash windows. And again, on the safety issue, a lot of glass, which is better than any parking structure that I can think of. These design elements are the same as many small commercial structures found on the side streets throughout the neighborhood, often next to residences. I can't think of a more thoughtful or sensitive design to fit into the charm of this neighborhood, and it's a beautiful structure to be implemented by a team with a fantastic track record. I strongly support the garage. Please uphold the Landmarks Commission decision to approve this design. Thank you very much.
I'm Nancy Lichtwart, and I live at 3114 Northeast 36th Avenue. I'm a stylist, and I work in the advertising business. I spend tons of time on 23rd, and I need what the neighborhood is all about, small independent retailers where I can wardrobe and prop for my business and restaurants for meetings and catering. And I must be able to come and go and have parking easy and accessible. I also treasure the historic beauty of the neighborhood and understand how important and necessary it is to preserve this quality while living in the 21st century. This parking structure does it all. The design is impeccable, it's beautiful, and it's in keeping with the neighborhood and its history. I'd like to add that I travel all over the U.S. for my work, and I am always on the hunt for areas like 23rd in order to prop, wardrobe, eat, and experience the soul of a city. I cannot think of any historic neighborhood from Venice, California to Baltimore where I have seen parking design done as well or as respectful of the surrounding neighborhood and its history. I see no reason why City Council should not confirm the Landmarks Commission decision to approve this design. And by the way, I testified back in 2003 and can't understand why this has not been resolved. It's ridiculous. Build the garage as it's designed, and the neighborhood will function better with absolutely no aesthetic compromise.
Hi, my name is Joanne Pemberton, and I live in Lake Oswego, Oregon. I frequent the neighborhood for dining, shopping, and other services, but primarily to drop off or pick up my niece at the Fruit and Flower Child Care Center, which is just up the street from the proposed garage at Northwest 24th. Typically, at the end of the day, there is no parking available at the center, so I have to drive around the neighborhood, and it sounds like everyone else is too, in search of a place to park. I'm not going to go into the circling that I was going to because I've heard it, and I think everybody understands that. In my opinion, having a parking garage available would help cut down on the circling and improve pedestrian safety. For 6 years, I owned and operated a bed and breakfast in an historic home in a historic district just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. I am very sensitive to design and protective of historic resources. The garage is designed as attractive and fits into this historic district much like those that I've seen in other historic districts in other cities, primarily throughout the South. And also used to serve as parking structures that were in this neighborhood. One was brought up earlier at Northwest 21st and Everett. In closing, I am a second-generation Portlander, and I have seen all of the changes that have taken place in Northwest 23rd. And I think it is a jewel in the crown for Portland. Thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you, folks.
Next, we have Fabiana Priola, Kevin Cobb, and Virgil Oval. What about Don Bollister? They'll be followed by Candace Brewer-Nunn, Robin Johnson, and Michael Gibbons.
Thanks for being here, folks. Please state your name when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
My name is Virgil Oval, 610 Southwest Alder Street. I've been working as a parking professional in Portland for 36 years. I'm familiar with the Northwest neighborhood parking issues and participated in the initial design charrette for this garage. I'm here tonight to oppose the appeal of the Landmarks Commission approval of the garage design for the Northwest Irving Street Garage. I believe the garage design to be very sensitive and attractive. You don't normally find this level of detail and small scale very often. The entry-exit lanes of the garage seem to me to be safe with adequate sight lines for pedestrians. Many garages in Portland, as many of us know, have much more difficult sight lines with higher traffic and pedestrian volumes. The windows added to this project greatly improved the views of the traffic movement for the pedestrians. I know that great efforts were made to mitigate any negative impacts, and I believe has provided a design that complements the surrounding area. In order to accomplish this, the setbacks had to be zero to ensure both a small and viable parking structure. Small garages are much less intrusive and easily fit into the fabric of the neighborhood, and I encourage you to deny the appeal. Thank you.
Don Ballister, I own property on the same block, 733 Southwest or Northwest 23rd Avenue. I've watched with some interest the travails that Dick Singer has gone through trying to get this project to fruition. His process has seemed impeccable to me. He's gone through all the steps, gotten all the approvals, and I would hope from that standpoint that he gets approval from the council. As an architect, I think he's done a commendable job, the whole design team. Frankly, I was somewhat surprised when I saw the design because it does not look like an average parking garage that one can find. There's nothing expendable about it. The materials are very good. It steps down into the neighborhood. It has all, meets all the storefront requirements. I think he's probably would be willing to put side windows on if that were deemed desirable. But there are code issues, but that can be, they can be overcome, obviously. So I would hope that the council supports this. Thank you.
I'm Fabiana Priola. I live and work in the neighborhood. I've lived in the neighborhood for 37 years, and I've had a small business in Portland for 31. It is my 22nd year on Northwest 23rd, and I have been working and hoping and praying for parking solutions to happen in my neighborhood since 1995. I am totally astonished that in 2003, when I testified before you, not you, Mayor Potter, but Mayor Katz, I thought we were going somewhere. And I'm astonished that it's 2007 and we're sitting here again. One of the parts of my 31 years of being in business in this city, I owned an art gallery downtown for 21 years. I think that kind of gives me some credit for having the ability to see good design. I think the building meets all of the criteria that the committee was asked to meet. I think Dick has impeccable taste, and design is more important to him than anything else. I would like to ask you to support this. I hear the safety issues, and I think they're willing to address them, and I would really like you to go forward and help us with having a solution to the neighborhood that is really, really necessary. We really need it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Candace Brewer-Nunn, Robin Johnson, and Michael Gibbons. They'll be followed by Ted Thomas, Jeff Reingold, and Duray Thurgill.
Thanks for being here, folks. Please state your name for the record when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Candace Brewer-Nunn. I'm at 1121 Southwest Salmon Street. I come before you today as a participant in the Citizens Advisory Committee process that's now gone on for some 6 or 7 years as part of the 12-year process. And part of that, I also sat through all of the Landmarks Commission hearings, and I can attest that significant due diligence was done by all of your citizen volunteer leaders as well as the staff there to try to grapple with the issues that you've heard tonight. I won't go over a lot of the testimony I was going to provide that other people have already mentioned this evening, but I can tell you I visited Charleston. I know of other areas along Newbury Street in Boston. I've heard of Shadyside in Pittsburgh, all cities in America who have handled this issue, who have sensitively cited garages in historic areas, very notable historic areas. And I would say that the Portland way is if Charleston can do it and Pittsburgh can do it, and Boston can do it, Portland can certainly find a creative solution to this challenge. And I think that is the Portland way, is that we after significant deliberations, we do find creative solutions to significant challenges. I think the tough issue here is balancing opposing needs and interests. And I would say that not only means opposing needs and interests within the neighborhood, but within the broader community. This is not a gated community. People in our community come and go throughout all of our neighborhoods. And it's important to be able to get them to their destinations safely and as quickly as possible. In closing, I'd like you to urge you to approve the project as the Landmarks Commission has proposed to you, and to understand that significant compromises have happened all along the way. and that's where we are this evening. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
My name is Robin Johnson. I live at 922 Northwest 11th. I'd like you to think of the Northwest District as a fabric, with the threads being the stakeholders, the residents, the business owners, the customers, the visitors, the employees. Carefully woven, those threads create a strength in the material. You start picking at those threads, any of those stakeholders, anyone gets more bearing than the other, and you start to weaken the very fabric that creates that neighborhood. The Northwest District shares this distinction with other historical districts in the U.S. Candace just mentioned a number of them. In addition to that, there's Summit Hill in St. Paul, which just recently has gone through this exact situation, releasing a report in December of last year, and they're still addressing it. There's also Mount Washington in Cincinnati. There's Old Pasadena. Each one of these communities have had to face this. The commonality amongst every one of them is that a garage or a ramp, as they call them, is an integral part of the solution. It's not the sole solution. It creates community awareness. It causes the need for awareness, but it does piece together a part of the overall solution. I'd encourage you to support the project. It's gone through the process. As a believer in process, they've gone through years and years of establishing, documenting, and doing the due diligence required. The design meets the needs. And in all of the cases I've been in Shadyside, I've been in the St. Paul area, and I've been in Mount Washington. I've been into every parking structure in each one of those neighborhoods. And in each case, this structure far exceeds the design elements, and each of those blended with their neighborhood. So I encourage your support.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, City Council members. My name is Michael Gibbons. I own the building that houses Papa Haydn, and I'm a partner in the restaurant as well. So I think I'm fairly directly affected by this matter. And I urge your support to deny the appeal. You know, we opened for business almost 24 years ago this coming August. And at that time, I leased 10 spaces in the lot behind the street across the street from us, and that wasn't enough parking. It's full every day, that 30-space lot, by 12 o'clock, and my restaurant's not full. I'm losing business. And thankfully, I'm still here in business, but frustratingly, I still have the same problem. I don't have enough parking. I believe the design of the garage complies with the guidelines set out in the Community Design Guidelines Addendum and in the Alphabet District's Historic Context Statement. Historic Guideline Number 2 states, quote, "The design of new construction will be compatible with the historic qualities of the district as identified in the Historic Context Statement," end quote. Through the garage's use of multi-pattern brickwork, storefront, street-level window treatment, and use of awnings along with a number of other architectural details and finishes, the garage's design clearly looks like it belongs to the district. In fact, it could easily sit alongside the pictures of existing buildings used in the guidelines as an example of Alphabet District design. As the historical context statement points out, quote, "Avenues such as 21st and 23rd contained a mix of both multifamily housing and retail and service businesses, producing a historic streetscape of a type no longer found in the city. The combination of such high population density and nearby commercial use appeared in no other Portland neighborhood both then and now," end quote. The garage's commercial use not only fits in its design, but it also fits in its use in keeping with our neighborhood's unique blend of commercial and residential. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, folks. Yes. Excuse me, folks.
I had a question. How many customers do you get per day, per week, by what unit of time?
Oh, that's a good question that I can get you the answer to. We do a head count, and I can do that and break it down by hours and stuff for you if you'd like, but I don't have that right at my fingertips. I'd be happy to email it to you in the morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, folks.
Next, we have Ted Thomas, Jeff Reingold, and DeRay Thirdgill. They'll be followed by Joshua Cohen and Christy White.
Thanks for being here, folks. Please state your name when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
My name is Ted Thomas, and I live at 819 Northwest 23rd. I just want to make 2 points. I live in Upper Northwest, and my office is at Union Station, so I generally walk to work. I walk by a parking structure at Good Sam, which is designed similarly to the proposed design, where you have a side entrance and cars coming out of the parking structure and pedestrians right on the sidewalk with it. And pedestrians can see the cars can see the pedestrians, and it works fine. I suspect the traffic going in and out of that doctor's parking lot would be higher than that which was on the proposed structure. The other point I want to make is when my wife and I moved into Northwest in 1986, we moved into a very cool loft attic apartment that had been built in two adjacent historic Victorian houses that had been rehabbed for retail on the first two stories, or actually the basement, main and second story, and then two apartments in the attic. I could probably name 10 similar historic buildings that have been rehabbed within a block and a half of this proposed parking structure. At that time, we could always get a place to park on the street, and we tried to park right down there where we could see our car right underneath the front of the building. It's not that way anymore, and I think there's a very specific connection between the availability of covered parking and the ability for people to choose to rehab historic buildings and put some of these neat residential units in the second and third stories along with retail. And so the idea that you tear down one building and somehow that's a zero-sum event, the availability of covered, secure parking materially affects the ability for people to continue to rehab and restore these buildings.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Jeff Reingold, and I have to say, since so other people have given their lineage, I was actually born in Northwest Portland. I'm here today to urge your affirmation of the decision of the Landmarks Commission to approve the design of the Irving Street Garage as it has been amended. This has been a very public process. Process included four Landmarks hearings between August and November of 06, meetings with the Neighborhood Land Use Planning Committee and others, as well as a very long history of prior work. It has to be the most prolonged process involving any parking structure in the city, and it's led to substantial improvements in the design that will benefit everyone. But the time has now come for the design to speak for itself and to be affirmed on its merits. My involvement in the process began in November of 2000 when I was asked by then Commissioner Hales to participate in the Citizens Advisory Committee. As a participant in this process now for over almost 7 years, including the CAC subcommittee that identified and agreed to the six garage sites, I can say with certainty that no voice went unheard and all interests were ably represented, none more so than those of the neighbors currently objecting to the design. It's now been 6.5 years since my first involvement. It's time for the process to end. I'm very appreciative of all the work that's gone into the process. I'm appreciative, frankly, of all the value of the resources that the city has dedicated to the process. But if the process is to have any meaning at all, there must be a point at which a final decision is to be made and we move forward. We're clearly at that point. The design is very respectful of its surroundings. It's a masterful blend of function and attractiveness. And I've seen this design evolve over the years. It's exceeded the design requirements as first set forth. I have to say as well that I've heard from many of my tenants. They are in need of parking, and they need it for themselves and their visitors. So I urge you to affirm the decision and move forward. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is DeRay Thurgill, and I'm the Operations Manager for Music Millennium. We have a location on 801 Northwest 23rd. We've been in the community for more than 20 years. Myself, I've been the manager there since 1998, and before that, I definitely visited the neighborhood on a regular basis to take part in the restaurants and as well as the shopping experience. From a business standpoint, we hear continuously from our customer base and anyone that visits our company that parking is necessary. I know it's not a solution to all the traffic problems in Northwest Portland, but it definitely will take care of a big portion of it. I think lots of the customers and people that visit that area are people that are interested in the businesses that are there. That's why they come. A lot of the times, they spend numerous minutes, looking for parking. And a lot of that is detrimental to our business. Outside of that, I think being a part of this process over the last 6 years and seeing the progress made and getting a lot of these things approved has been a lot of work. To overlook that and really put a stamp on this, not to move forward after all the work has been done, this is sort of a dissatisfaction from the business community. I think all the hard work has been put in. From the design standpoint, we think the design is great. The building that we are in now, it's definitely similar to the size of the parking building that Mr. Singer has designed or had designed, 100 by 100. If you've been to the Music Millennium store on Northwest 23rd, it's a very beautiful building. And if this parking structure is anything like that, which the pictures and the design definitely seems to be, I think it's going to be something that fits the community, it fits the area. So Music Millennium is definitely in support of these parking structures. Real quick, from the standpoint of somebody that definitely visits the neighborhood, I've been bumped by cars that were parked on the street. I've dealt with the troubles of crossing the street. It is an issue, but I think by having the garages, it's definitely going to be something that helps. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Our last two people are Joshua Cohen and Christy White.
Thanks for being here, folks. State your name when you speak, and you have 2 minutes each.
Good evening. My name is Joshua Cohen. I live at 636 Northwest 20th Ave, and I want to share 3 perspectives on the Irving Street Garage. First, from the viewpoint of an architectural design professional, this garage on a small lot is a tough job. Making a garage that's attractive and fits in as a good neighbor with the rest of the block, harder still. And I think that Holst Architecture has done an admirable job on both counts. Particularly successful was the decision to split the building into 2 separate masses. It results in proportions that fit the context of the site. Second perspective from the resident of a historic district. It's easy to love old buildings and the cool details. From my living room, I look up on the Zanabe apartments. Zanabe Court apartments have great brickwork. The proposed garage has ornate brickwork all around the building. Other direction, I see the excellent metal sash windows on the Alhambra condominiums. We're going to see that in the garage, too. So I appreciate the detailing that has been put into the design. I think it's a design that started strong and has gotten better through the review process. And finally, I'd like to share my perspective as a citizen. I think I'm pretty typical of a Northwest resident. I've been in Portland for 5 years. I've lived that time in Northwest. I rent an apartment. I share one single car with my wife. We park on the street. And every day we have the same conversation. Honey, where'd you put the car last night? You know, we have to put a whiteboard by the front door with a map on it sometimes to figure out where the car is. And it was funny at first, but it got kind of old. And I respect the process. I came in and sat in this chair in November 2003 to support the Northwest District Plan, including the parking priorities, the parking policy that Chris Smith held up earlier. I think they're reasonable steps to improve the parking situation. The garage is just one of those steps. So when the plan was adopted, I was hopeful for improvement. But what's really changed in 3 years? Well, I've got a 2-year-old son and a lot more stuff to cart out to the car every day. But I'll tell you, the parking is just as bad as, or maybe worse. And why? All this energy has gone into neighborhood leaders and city staff fighting about the garage. I think meanwhile, we've got constant circling of vehicles around the area. It amounts to a garage on my block, a garage on the next block, a garage on the block over. Let's move forward. Get this first element of the parking plan finished and move on to the rest of the priorities. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Christy White. I'm representing Elizabeth Hartung and Elizabeth Street Apparel and have worked as a consultant for Dick Singer for purposes of full disclosure under that ordinance. I asked Mr. Stewart to borrow this vision diagram, and I'm going to dispense with my prior prepared testimony because I think there is an important issue here about pedestrian safety that was raised, and I just want to be sure that we hit some of the points.
I fear that the technical arguments about what applies and what didn't apply kind of obscures the fact that this is a darn safe garage and how much time and energy went in to focus on safety. And I just want to go over some of the things really quickly that resulted from that safety discussion. One, this, I think you called it a rising sun diagram, demonstrates that the opening for this garage is 30 feet. What we learned from PDOT is that most openings are 24 feet and some are 20 in the central city with a zero setback. So this significantly expands the view angle just in the garage opening itself. Further, the visibility afforded by the glasswork in the facade is significant. If you want to compare it to a ground floor window requirement, which requires 50% of a facade, this facade went to 80%, and that was part of what occurred in the Landmarks Commission. So in addition to that 30-foot view angle, you also have this other opportunity as you're approaching it to look through clear glass and see if there's a pedestrian that is approaching. That, as I understand it, is very atypical of garages in the central city. Lastly, something that wasn't recognized is that there's landscape planters on both sides of the access opening that serve as pedestrian refuge and give that additional opportunity to avoid a pedestrian vehicular conflict. I would also suggest, as I sat back there, that Mr. Singer adopt some, if not all, of the provisions in the Kittleson memo, which asked for internal striping and signage, stop, yield to pedestrian signs, speed bumps at the base of the ramp. When I asked him just now whether he'd be willing to go another step and adopt these, it was an unequivocal, of course, especially if it's believed that it will increase pedestrian safety. I think I'll conclude because my time has run out. But if Eric, if you want another answer to your question about setbacks and legislation, I think I can give it a shot. All right. Thanks. The shot I'll take is this. I'm not sure I understand the question, but I think I do. And the question as I understood it is whether or not setbacks have been imposed in other legislative processes that are specific to particular sites.
Building in residential zones.
Okay, can't answer that. I don't know that.
I mean, you reopened it. I just have a hard time with that. The design analogy is a central city parking opening in the middle of downtown when the reality, this is residentially zoned land.
Well, it's actually CS zoned land that by the code carries because it's split zoned the CS.
It's residentially zoned land that in a legislative amendment that was put in on a 3-2 vote is considered CS for purposes of building a garage in this site.
That's true. And I think that was a policy decision of the city. And
great, but I was asking the question, which I think you're agreeing with me, is has this been done in other places? Is it common? Is it a citywide practice? And I think the answer is clearly no. You reopened the question.
No, I just haven't studied it. I don't know the answer. So
I wasn't going to ask you the question.
Yeah,
you asked me. So.
No, it's okay. I just don't know. I'm sorry if I'm not clear. I just don't know the answer. I'm not sure what the answer is. So I wouldn't say no, it's never happened. I just don't know the answer.
Thank you.
That's all who signed up.
We will have the rebuttal by the appellant now.
You know, there seems to be, again, my name is John Bradley, reside at 2350 Northwest Johnson.
A total of 5 minutes.
Right. There seems to be some confusion here as to whether or not we have met the burden of proof concerning very specific criteria. And I think we have met that burden of proof. If you go over and look at my applicant statement, I have clearly delineated which guideline I am talking about and why it doesn't meet it. So let me go through these again once more. P1 guideline, D7 guideline, E3 guideline, historic alphabet design guidelines, 2 and 3 I mentioned, community design guideline E1, E4, comprehensive goal 6.39B, also, another community design guideline, E1C, and three more comprehensive goals, 6.39, 6.39B, and 6.5F. You know, those have all been laid out. The opponents of this have been consistently trying to narrow this down to just a bricks and mortar thing. We have not only taken the bricks and mortar attack, how does this look, does this fit in, but we've also gone ahead and lapped over into what the city attorney said, which was comprehensive plan. There are comprehensive plan goals and policy goals that the siting of this garage violate, and we hope we have carefully laid that out. I would also like to say, with all due respect, that the ground floor window requirement and the modification to that is in there. I mentioned it in my testimony. I will cite the code and chapter again, 33.130.3230D. Another couple of just sporadic things. The CAC was mentioned once. The CAC never chose sites. And I think that's it. I would also like to just mention, too, that, you know, there's places for parking. There's places for parking structures. Anywhere along the CS zone, it's allowed. It's just that the developer has chosen to offload the burden onto the parking, onto the residential area. And I think that that's a policy that you really have to look at. Thank you.
We've heard, I'm Kim Carlson. I live on Northwest Thurman, and I'm the NWDA Transportation Committee co-chair. And we've heard over and over today that the Irving Garage is, in fact, an auto-oriented land use for the purpose of attracting non-local traffic to a local service traffic street. I want to remind you that a peak two-way pedestrian traffic was measured by PDOT at this corner at Northwest Irving and 23rd Avenue, and they counted 829 pedestrians in 1 hour, and that is twice the number of anywhere else in the city of a similar Main Street location.
Well, I certainly would underscore that it is an auto-oriented solution. It's also, I think, as Citizen Smith noted, it's a fragmentary solution. What was proposed in that 2002 report was something much broader that would involve transportation management, that would involve much more thoughtful use of existing parking resources. the proposals set out there have frankly been neglected. And I think it's incumbent on the city as it looks to sort of engage with this to kind of frankly, go beyond the fragmentary solution, to not build something that our pending experience with peak oil will further reveal to us as a policy folly, and in the process to undermine $40 million in investment in the streetcar. It's just this is not what we ought to be doing with our infrastructure investments. It's not a particularly thoughtful stewardship of an investment of that magnitude. The CAC did recommend a holistic approach, and frankly, it's been neglected. I would encourage you to engage with it.
One more quick point. Someone mentioned that Chris Smith mentioned, and one of the opponents mentioned, that let's get going on this first element of a parking solution. I would like to suggest that a structured parking garage is the last element of a parking solution in accordance to the way I think Portland views things. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks. I want to thank everybody who came here to testify. This is now time for council discussion.
Well, I'm, for the purposes of looking at the time, unless council has technical questions of staff, and for the purposes of trying to get us to a decision, I'm ready to make a motion if the council is ready to hear one. All right, I move to uphold the appeal and reverse the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission approval.
Second.
If I could speak to my motion, Mayor.
Please.
And I'd ask you to bear with me because this this testimony has been, I think, very useful. Northwest Portland needs off-street parking garages.
I believe that. And as a former resident of, I don't know how many years, a number of years in Northwest Portland in two different locations, I too treasure the unique nature of the neighborhood, both on the business side and the residential side, and I want both to succeed. I have friends on all sides of this issue. I have campaign contributors on both sides of this issue, and I respect everyone who testified. And I do consider and have studied the record that has been provided to me, the work that has gone into this thus far. It's my job, along with my colleague's job, to sort of interpret all that along with the law and come up with a decision. We are part of the process. We, the City Council, as my colleague Commissioner Leonard and other issues has said repeatedly, we are part of the process. We happen to be at the end point of the process, but we have a stake in this. The Northwest District Plan indicates a parking garage is allowed for consideration at this site and other sites in the neighborhood. But the Northwest District Plan did not nor could not determine whether it actually meets the community design guidelines. And the ones that I'm going to reference and focus on, and other members of council might have other guidelines to focus on, are summarized in the findings and decisions on page 6. And were referenced earlier by the city attorney, specifically E1 and D4. And this proposal needs to meet those design guidelines. E1 is titled The Pedestrian Network, quote, create an efficient, pleasant, and safe networks of sidewalks and paths for pedestrians. And then it continues on. D4, titled Parking Area and Garages, the second sentence, locate parking in a manner that minimizes negative impacts on the community and its pedestrians. We are allowed to consider the garage design as it relates to pedestrian safety and the location of the proposal as it relates to pedestrian safety itself. So I'm going to touch upon that. It's already been established by Kurt Kruger from PDOT that it would be hard-pressed for this applicant, even if they did a transportation study, to show that they met the design guidelines, because it is a misguided tradition of transportation planning studies, transportation traffic studies, not to look at pedestrians, not to look at bikes, and they only look mostly at cars. Mr. Birchfield was referenced as someone who did a study in 2003, and he did, in terms of the impacts of garages, in terms of on traffic counts, and determined at that time that it was negligible in a sort of generalized sense. But since then, as was referenced by a member who testified, I've asked on a separate project for PDOT to begin the studies of use of the right-of-way, which includes more than just cars. And PDOT now recognizes that in the city of Portland, there are certain business districts that have a density of both cars and pedestrians that require a unique set of safety considerations, including sections of Belmont, Fremont, 21st, and 23rd, and that we need to be very careful about what we do in those areas because they are unlike other areas of the city. So this is not about being pro-carb, for me, pro-bike, pro-ped. It's about being pro-accurate, and that we need to look at pedestrian studies and traffic studies together, and we are now reviewing policies with that kind of new approach to use of the right-of-way in mind, including, as a result, a change in the way that the city now decides where crosswalks are implemented. We are now putting crosswalks across intersections in those areas for the first time, based on sound and measured and studied public policy approach. Another item I want to raise in terms of some specific concerns about this. One of them was talked about the circling. Looking for parking spots, I've definitely experienced that myself. There's no question about that. In terms of least to most dangerous, cars in the travel lane, least dangerous, cars at intersections, more dangerous, more cars going over sidewalks for whatever reason even more dangerous. Papa Hayden's, having lived feet away from Papa Hayden's for years, is one of the number one destinations in the neighborhood for both people driving and both people walking. It is an intensely popular, and for good reason,